Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are ya? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac, how be you, man? How be you?
Yet another episode of Ramblings, man. I'm excited, man. Doing well. Great week of preparation, hopefully for not only myself, but for our Los Angeles Rams, man. Big game, but, you know, still early in the season, so let's get after it, Doc.
Yeah, it is early in the season, but it's definitely damn sure a big game, brother. We got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Warlock, Tom Brady, coming into SoFi Stadium, man, Sunday afternoon, brother. Buccaneers coming in here 2-0. We're coming in here 2-0. As you said, man, this game doesn't make the season because it's just the third game of the season. But a lot of people thinking this may be a preview to the NFC Championship game, or at least a matchup in the NFC playoffs. How you feel about our preparation and where we are now with Tampa Bay, the defending Super Bowl champions, coming up into La La Land?
Man, you know what? I feel good. I think this is a moment. This is one of those games where the defense leads the charge. We have to come out and shine. Our playmakers on defense, the Aaron Donalds of the world, the Jalen Ramseys of the world, these guys have to come out and really shine and protect their turf because – you know, up until this point, Doc, I mean, I know there's only been two games played, but, you know, Tom Brady hasn't been a football player this year yet. I mean, he hasn't played a football game this year. So I don't think we've seen any team get him engaged as far as getting after him a little bit. And, you know, and the thing in the scout report about Tom Brady is always to get him off his grass, move him around, you know, have him pick himself up off the turf a couple of times. So I think that, you know, that'll be our approach from a total game plan, just really getting after the quarterback, moving him around, hitting him, make the offensive lineman have to help him off the turf, and really get out the Tom Brady as far as the physicality that we can show from a defensive standpoint.
Yeah, and talking about Tom Brady, man, so far, of course, he's the big name, man. He's the future Hall of Famer. He's the one who's 50,000 years old and still playing, man. He comes into the ball game 50. His after two game. They're 2-0, 56 of 86, 655 yards, 9 touchdowns, only 2 picks. But as you said, Isaac, he's just been standing back there, man. I mean, anybody can pick you apart, man. If you don't get a pass rush on him, he leaves the game. He's clean. He's barely sweating. So what Aaron Donald can do, man, and Leonard Floyd, those guys on that defensive line, they got to be able to put some pressure on you, man, because as you said, even though dude old as hell, man, he putting in work and he doesn't have to move around. He doesn't have to, as you say, play football. So what AD and Leonard Floyd and that defensive line giving us, they're going to have to give us a whole lot more and make that guy a lot really, really uncomfortable on Sunday. And if we do that, we have a great chance of winning this ball game.
Well, I can imagine Raheem Morris, man, and his game plan and his preparation for this week's game, man, doing just that, Doc. I mean, there's nothing out there that Tom Brady hasn't seen from a defensive standpoint. Let's just be real, man. I mean, the great ones, they have it. We see what Peyton Manning is doing on this Monday night show, man. You can just read and see his thoughts and just how easy it is for him to pick up stuff. So, and that's really what I mean by making these guys change from being facilitators to football players. Just getting that pressure out the guys. Because once you start pressuring these guys, getting these guys off their grass, throwing the ball a little bit more earlier than they want to, Doc, that only works well for us, man. And at the same time, you know, we have a offense where we can put up points as well. So from that standpoint, man, I feel pretty good about going into this game. I think it's one of those gauge games to really see just where you are as a team, as a franchise moving forward. But it's not the end all. It's not the final judgment on your season if you win or lose this game, although we'd love to win it. But you know, Tampa Bay Bucs are coming across the country. You know, we talk about us going across the country to play teams at certain times. They're doing it this year. So It'll be a great matchup, but we got to get some fire to the feet of Tom Brady.
And speaking of getting some fire to the feet of Tom Brady, man, I'm going to ask you, because, of course, you done faced him several times in a couple of Super Bowls. This dude's still doing it, man, at what, 42? I don't know how old he is. What makes him so good at what he does, man? I know we can look at the numbers and be like, he's just poised. He just knows how to play. Your expertise, what makes this dude so good at what he does and he's still playing at such a high level, even though he's at an advanced football age?
Well, Doc, here's the thing. As football people, we tend to put a lot on athleticism, athletic. Yeah, this guy's athletic. He's fast. We have an NFL combine in Indianapolis where we judge all those things. And once you get seasoned, I mean, some of those things can get you in the door, but it's all about the knowledge, that wisdom of the game, man. I look at myself and I say, when I came to the league, I was basing my production level more on my athleticism, my speed, my quickness, my ability to just run by a guy. But once those things start to slow down, and they will just a little bit, unless you're taking care of yourself, you know, as you should, the wisdom part of it should be going up. So I think he's at that point where his knowledge of the game is very, very high, probably as high as we've ever seen from a football player standpoint. And he's using that, Doc. He can anticipate things to happen. He can manipulate things to happen, you know, from a defensive standpoint, only with his eyes. And, you know, he's very good as far as with the pump fake. He has a different pump fake than a lot of other people have. And we see a pump fake work so well, even in the NBA. You know, he can open his hands. And when you're opening your hands, the defense moves to the left or move to the right. And he's, you know, athletic enough to come back to the opposite side, deliver strikes, man. I mean, it's just a perfect combination of knowledge of the game, wisdom of the game, keeping his arm elastic, keeping his core strong, putting in the right things as far as fuel, and, you know, keeping himself young. I mean, I think from a standpoint of him not really being sore, and also the rule changes that protect the quarterback a little bit, man. It's the perfect storm for him, man. And I can see him playing to 50, Doc. I mean, I heard him mention that. I can see him actually doing this as a 50-year-old and still being out on that field playing well.
And speaking of playing well, he has several receivers that helps him play well. Now, I'm going to get up off of Tom Brady and the Buccaneers in a minute, man, because the hell with them. But still, he got some very good receivers, man. He got a nice little group of receivers. Chris Godwin, Antonio Brown. I don't know if Antonio Brown is going to play, but Mike Evans, Rob Gronkowski. Now, if you're Raheem Morris, you got Jalen Ramsey on the other side. Now, he can shut down any of them dudes. But do you think Raheem puts Jalen on one specific receiver or just let him play his side, you know, of the field? Because who do you choose? Because Chris Godwin is putting up good numbers. AB, Rob Gronkowski, and we know, you know, linebackers got to get ready to cover him or Mike Evans. So, you know, Jalen Ramsey and Raheem Morris in that defensive backfield going to be challenged, bro.
Well, of all those guys that you mentioned, Doc, I mean, you mentioned Gronkowski last, but I think he's the primary wide receiver, the primary target for Tom Brady. So, if we were looking just to take one guy away, it would be him. Are you saying, should we put Jalen on Gronkowski? I don't know if you want to do that unless there's, you know, splitting Gronkowski out, you know, on the perimeter. But here's the thing. I mean, I just say the biggest part of our defense this week is being able to make contact with Tom Brady, getting our hands on Tom Brady, touching him up, man, making him throw that ball before he wants to, because we've seen it all. They're talented across the board. Everything that they have as far as wide receivers concerned has been to the Pro Bowl, has made some Pro Bowl teams. So our focus should just be on the head. I mean, many times, I mean, it's hard to say it in the league these days, but when you hit the head, man, the body starts to die. So if we can get out to Tom Brady, touch him up, have him getting up off the ground, pulling himself up, making him be a football player this week, that bodes well for what we want to do as a defense.
All right, enough of you, Tom Brady and Tom Buccaneers, because we gotta see y'all, but y'all gotta see us too, man. And our Rams coming in, we 2-0, man. And you know, Daryl Henderson, we know Matthew Stafford, what he's been doing. He's been everything like we thought he would be. But our running game, Daryl Henderson has missed some time. He had to leave the last game with some rib cartilage injury or hurt. You know, I call it being hurt. He set out practice the last couple of days, but they saying he may be ready, but our running game got to be ready to roll, man, because Tampa Bay Buccaneers only giving up 57 yards rushing the game, and that's second best in the league. So how important is it for us to have Daryl, even though we got Sony Michel, but he's still trying to learn this offense. How important is it for us to have Daryl and to have that running game being able to be effective against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense that has one of the best rushing defenses in the league, Ike?
It's going to be paramount, man. I mean, the running game is always what teams want to start off with, and the Rams are no different. We want to get our running game going because, you know, through that running game, you can do a lot of other things, from your play action pass and taking the top off the defense and throwing it down the field to a DeSean Jackson. It's important. I'd love to have all hands on deck for this game, man. But it also gives an opportunity for the Sony Michels, the Funks to come in and really can start to establish themselves as trying to be the guy as far as that running game is concerned. But here's the thing that I think a lot of people haven't thought about now. I mean, we've seen what we have in a Matthew Stafford. I mean, we see what we have. He can throw the ball down the field. He can help facilitate and help win games late in the game. Our four-minute offense, we can run it through him. We've seen that happen. Now, here's an atmosphere. Here's a semi-atmosphere of what a playoff game will look like. And Matthew hasn't had much success in playoffs that he's played. I believe he's 4-3. So it's kind of that same atmosphere that's being cooked up right now between these two teams. And I think it'll do well for his confidence, not only but to play well and bring a not a good showing, but a great showing, Doc. But then ultimately winning one of these games versus a Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I think it bodes well for his confidence. You know, who knows? We may see this team down the line. I think this game is also important because, you know, it's an NFC matchup. So these teams are predicted to make the playoffs. And when you see them in the playoffs, you want this game to be in Los Angeles again, man, with our screaming fans yelling and screaming and on our side as opposed to going to Tampa.
Big facts, man. And a nice little weapon that Matthew has been utilizing so far these first two games, man, is Mr. Dinner Guest, Cooper Kupp. So far, Isaac, man, he's having an outstanding year, bro. 16 catches, 271 yards, 3 touchdowns. He's trying to elevate himself to the point of elite receiver in the league, bro. And he's averaging, well, is this right? 135 and a half yards a game. Isaac, hold on, bro. Is that right? Hey, man. Hey, from what you've seen out of Cooper Kupp, I think we got the same Cooper Kupp we had last year, but I just think he's getting more opportunities. Are you seeing Cooper Kupp kind of taking the next step to make the next level, the next tier of wide receivers in the league?
Hey, Doc, great quarterbacks make great receivers. Great receivers can make great quarterbacks look even greater. So when you have a combination, when you have a relationship that's what's being built right now before our eyes, man, you can't help but to go to the next level. That's what's supposed to happen. Iron sharpens iron. So therefore, you know, if Cooper is getting the opportunities right now, he's just taking advantage of them. We've seen him do the exact same thing he's doing this year and prior years. Unfortunately, the position that we had at quarterback, the play started to wane just a little bit. So, you know, it's been Cooper Kupp the first couple of two weeks. The other guys, I mean, I'm sure they're seeing it. You know, I'm sure Todd Bowles is watching a Matthew Stafford and a Cooper Kupp. He's probably going to want to take that away, particularly on third downs, man. Like, we like to go to Cooper Kupp on third down. When he takes that away, it's time for other guys to step up. The DeSean Jacksons to step up. The Robert Woods to step up. The Tutu Atwells, if he's on the field, Van Jefferson. It's time for those guys to step up and create another combination, man, so that, you know, you put more pressure on a defensive coordinator and a defensive unit.
Great points, man, because the Rams, we do have more than just that weapon in the receiving corps, Cooper Kupp, so you can't just pay attention to him. All your attention to Cooper, because you got some other dudes that will, you know, murder you and straight murk you out on that field. Now, Isaac, before we wrap it up, man, what are you expecting? And we don't really do no predictions, man. What are you expecting in this ball game, man? Because the Rams do want to have a good showing and show that they are that one of the teams to beat, not only in the NFC, in the NFL, and going against somebody like Tampa Bay, the defending Super Bowl champions coming up in your house. What are your expectations for our Rams, man, as we probably should be on, you know, it is going to be the national game of the week Sunday.
Well, Doc, both teams are on scholarship, man. We say that a lot. So I think I would be looking silly here if I see the Rams come out and score 50 and we hold the Tampa Bay Buccaneers scoreless. I mean, come on, man. I mean, we may be talking heads, but we're also football fans. So I expect Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to come into Los Angeles, man, and play some great football, man. I think it's going to happen. I think it'll be a close game. I think it'll be close enough to where, in the end, Tom Brady may have an opportunity to win it on SoFi Field. But at the same time, our defense steps up, man, and prevents that. So I feel like it'll be a close game, 35-32 in the end, and the Rams win it.
Yeah, and our defense, man, we got to be able to not only stop Tom Brady, but Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones, man, they got a nice little 1-2 combination in that offensive backfield. I'm just looking forward to the matchup, man, because it's two of the best teams in the NFL. Anything else you want to add, Isaac, before we get up out of here, man? Nice little Rams Buccaneers preview.
Oh, that's it, man. I mean, it'll be a great weekend of football again. You know, this game being the game of the week on Fox, we got the number one analysts and play-by-play callers this weekend in Los Angeles, man. Great game. I'll sit back and I'll watch every bit of it, man, and hopefully the Rams really realize and focuses on what kind of game and what kind of game or what kind of play wins games like this, man. I mean, you can play games in your mind, games within a game, and tell yourself this may be a playoff game and go out and prove it as such, man. So do something different that sparks your team, that can spark us on a you know, maybe 3 or 4 game win streak, and it can begin in this game right here.
Let's do it, man. That's going to do it for this edition. First of all, man, great stuff. Great stuff as always, man. That's going to do it for this episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Until next week, we out.